No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And, man, this is going to be a fun show, I have a feeling. I just got one of those weird vibes because I got a story that popped
weird
up
vibe.
On... Yeah, it popped sure. up on the radar for today's virtual cruise that I had to throw it out at you guys. And I'm sure you don't have any clue about this story because you don't follow pop culture like I do. And I doubt this is shown up on your radar at the flight school there, flight training professionals. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's your hint. I'm going to give you a hint. Snakes on a plane. I should step back a point because Keith doesn't watch movies. That's a movie.
Yeah,
Keith.
It's a movie.
Samuel L. Jackson.
It's a movie that I wouldn't even bother watching.
Yeah. It's but it was made a few bucks. And, snakes on a plane. It's about snakes
kinda
on a plane.
Like Sharknado?
Sharknado? No, it's not like Sharknado. Snakes on a plane actually could happen. I mean, they get loose on a plane and then they start eating people. Okay, that part of it maybe leans towards the Sharknado side of things. However, it is not snakes. It's a different critter. Did you hear about this? Because this evidently just happened.
Nope, didn't hear about it.
And luckily for us in the U.S.,
what is this? Nile crocodiles?
It's not crocodiles.
Nile crocodiles.
And it didn't happen
in Everglades now.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in a plane.
Okay.
However, and this plane did not come to the U.S., so this didn't affect our U.S. passengers. But it evidently flew from the Dominican Republic to Canada, and a couple of tarantulas got loose on the airplane. Snakes on a plane? No, spiders on a plane.
Greg's arachnophobia.
Hello. Have you seen that movie? That's a movie, too. That scared the bejesus out of me when that movie came out. I am not a fan of spiders. I'll take crocodiles. I'll take alligators. I've swam with alligators.
Boy, the ideas are just flooding through my head at this moment.
But I'm not a fan of spiders. And tarantulas, even though, most tarantulas are harmless. I know this. But they're big. They're ugly. They're hairy. And the
How do you
idea
tell
of
the difference?
What? Between the ones that can kill you and the ones that can't?
Right.
I'm just going to assume all of them can and stay away from them all. But that's what I've read on Google, that most tarantulas can't really harm you. They won't attack you. But whenever, when I'm telling the story of spiders on a plane, there's millions of people right now listening, and they feel a little brush against their leg, and they're, whoa, hey, ho! What the hell is that? Because that's what happened to this lady on the plane who first discovered that, holy crap, there's a freaking spider by my leg. And can you imagine the hysteria that broke out on this airplane? Because that's what happened.
And that would kind of be like that old country and western song, The Day the Squirrel Went to Church.
What the hell is... Has he been drinking or something?
No.
I was giving him that out, but...
Ed knows I don't drink.
Yeah, I know that's.
Oh, brother!
That's just him every day.
There's an old country western song that about the squirrel that goes to church and ends up getting underneath one of these old lady's dresses. One of them big hoop skirts that she wore and is doing laps inside her dress.
You're gonna work in some line about nuts. I have a feeling.
And no, but there was, let's just say, there was a revival in that church that day. As people began to cry and confess, as
yes.
the song goes.
Well,
so
I would
is that
imagine,
what happened on this airplane?
I would imagine it was similar. Yes, it created quite a ruckus on the airplane before they found not one but two tarantulas that had gotten out on the airplane. I mean, that is crazy, and I don't even know. I mean, just the thought of it does make me a little nervous. But have any of your experiences with flying your airplanes? Because sometimes, you know, these little single-engine airplanes are sitting at a hangar themselves for days, months.
We don't have tarantulas here, though.
No, tarantulas, but I was just out in Dr. Morgan's airplane yesterday. It's out in the shade ports, and they're cobwebs all over the place. Well, I actually saw a couple spiders yesterday.
Yeah.
And one was inside the airplane.
Well, there you go. So, now, see, this is going to be a problem that I did not, I haven't even thought about this problem in any of my flight training in the past. But I will tell you right now that if I'm up there in the plane flying or practicing or doing maneuvers or something like that.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that.
And I Not necessarily correctly, but if I'm up there and I see a spider crawl across the dash, I will have a conniption fit.
Oh, it will not be crawling across the dash.
Well, you don't think so? Why? No, on the inside.
I understand what you're saying, it's going to be crawling across your lap or something.
It's like climbing up from the floor using your leg as the ladder.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's not going to be crawling across the instrument panel.
And I'm going to be smacking things like crazy, like, psh, psh, whoa, hey, kill it, smash it, or do, you know, I'm going to be freaking out. Have you ever had that kind of experience with anyone else? Is this only for me?
I've had
bees and hornets in the airplane.
Bees and wasps, and people freak out about the bees and wasps.
Yeah.
So I immediately ask, are you allergic? No. Then leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it might jump on me, or, you know, it might be one of those, you know, yellow jackets from, like, the Hunger Games where it stings you, and then you know, pus pops out, and you go delirious and start seeing weird things.
That's why we're in the airplane with you.
What? Because you're the only weird thing we'd see? Or
well, that too, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you go delirious, there's somebody else there to land the airplane for you.
All right. But is there a checklist with dealing with, you know, insects and bugs that invade your space in the cockpit?
There actually is.
There is a checklist.
There is a checklist.
Okay. What does it say?
Aviate, navigate, communicate.
Okay. And then scream like hell. Scream like a little girl.
That's communicating.
Okay. All right. At least
fly the airplane.
Fly the airplane and
then navigate and then communicate. If you got to make an emergency landing because you just got bit by a hornet or a spider or a snake, then
aircraft control, Charlie 73, Charlie Mike, I got a spider on my lap. Can I land? What would you say? Would that be like a pan situation, or would they like arrest you for that?
Well, for you, yes, it probably would.
I think
would.
It's a Peter Pan situation.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
I would not do it. I mean, especially, you know, here in Florida, there's so many airports that are close by.
Yeah.
You know, you're always within 5-10 minutes of an airport here.
Mm-hmm. But would that count? I mean, I guess my question is, and this is where the serious side of the story comes into play, could you use that as an emergency to air traffic control to say I need
priority?
Anything
can be an emergency.
It's up to you. It's your subjective judgment as a pilot in command.
Pilot in command can declare an emergency for whatever he needs.
Yeah. But do you have to tell him?
Sure. You could just say, I got bit by some insect and I'm swelling up.
Well, okay.
You know?
Or if it's something like you just saw, say you have some phobia, do you have to tell them? Like, hey, there's a mosquito in the cockpit and it's bugging me. You know?
I'm afraid of Zika.
Exactly. I got a potentially Zika-carrying mosquito in my cockpit. I demand an emergency landing now!
You can declare an emergency.
Yeah.
But just be ready to fill out the paperwork.
Okay, that's what you would have to do.
And in that instance, you know, be ready for the people in hazmat suits.
Well, yeah, if you mentioned the Zika.
Yeah.
Yeah. But say there's a fly.
You'd be quarantined.
You know, that's one thing about the declaring of an emergency. If you declare an emergency, it's an actual emergency, which I might have had a few.
Couple.
You know, I have never, ever had to fill out any emergency paperwork.
Nope.
For the FAA or anything. For the airlines, yes.
Yeah,
they always have their forms that you got to fill out. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of pilots, let me say, put it that way, a lot of pilots fail to declare an emergency because they're afraid of the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid of the ramifications of declaring an emergency.
Yeah, but you can declare an emergency, and then you can also cancel the emergency if it goes away.
After you land or?
Even before.
Or even before you land.
Yeah.
Let's say you have an engine failure and you can't get it started. So you declare an emergency and you start heading towards an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you get that engine started. And it's running fine. Emergency goes away.
Right.
You land at the airport, but you're no longer under emergency authority.
Oh, got it. So that is the plan of attack if I see a spider in the cockpit. Now I know what to do.
Step one, scream like a little girl.
And demand an emergency landing. And then if things go as planned and I can get my hand in the right place and squash that little booger, you know, guts flying
now,
everywhere.
Do you have a spider in the airplane or you got a booger in the airplane?
Well, by the time I splash him, I would say it's a combination of both. And the screaming of the little girl, little mucus flies, you know, whatever.
Oh, gross.
But then you would cancel the emergency because you had alleviated the problem. Spider no longer exists. It's on the back of Captain Keith, splattered all over his jersey.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's going on?
We're losing altitude. I'm going to try to put her down at that Air Force base.
Hey, hang on, Chris. We've got a distress call coming in.
Mayday! Mayday! Requesting emergency landing!
I see you, pilot. You are clear for landing.
This is going to be nuts.
God be with them.
And look,
they're in love.
Oh, God, I hope you'll be waiting for me when my plane lands.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals, ftpros.com, the website to go to and have them as your flight instructors. All right, so we were talking about float planes a couple weeks ago on a big show. And we did get some viewer mail, so let me read it now. It says, I just discovered you guys about a month ago, and I'm very happy. Not necessarily with us. He just says he's happy. So I'm not gonna you know, take credit for that. But anyway, here you
go. Yeah, we had nothing to do with that, Keith, whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right. Jared says, from my background, I have some knowledge of with float planes and Cirrus aircraft. I agree, Cirrus don't fly like 172s or Cherokees. That being said, they're not more difficult to fly, just different. For me, the hardest part is getting my Cirrus transition training signed off. was remembering that the parachute was there and you don't have to try and fly the aircraft right to the scene of the crash. I'm not sure what he means by that. What, after the parachute, goes, that, you know, you don't have to fly the airplane anymore? I'm not sure.
That is correct.
Okay. Anyway, from him flying. Yeah. For him flying a Cirrus and getting used to it and switching back to the aircraft that he flies now is boring and slow. So obviously he's a Cirrus fan.
Yeah.
Would love to contribute. Feel free to contact me if you'd like. We will, Jared. We'll reach out to you. And he just had emailed us, and we always appreciate that. One of the things you can do to be on Just Plain Radio, by the way, Jared, or anyone for that matter, is just go to justplainradio.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a tab that says Get on the Air, and you can file a little 90-second report or flight or comment or complaint. You know, those usually don't make it on the air. However, unless they're
about me
or me,
true. So feel free to let it flow right there. But you can get on there. There's a little app pulls up called SpeakPipe, and you can record from your cell phone or whatever. Very easy to do, or your desktop if you have a microphone on your desktop computer. So it's a pretty cool little service, and we'll make you a radio star just like Ed and Keith and myself. And I mean that facetiously. But regardless, we do encourage it and love the interaction, love hearing from our passengers, that kind of thing. And I'd love to hear impressions of what they think they would sound like if they found a tarantula on their plane. How would they scream? Or would they? Or they go, oh, that's so cute. Maybe they'd be like that. But I'm looking for more of the honest reaction, like, ah! That's the best I got. All right, so there you go. Keith, I know you have some stuff you wanted to share with the class today. Is this true? Is this something that happened in real life that you want to share, or what?
It is. It is something that happened in real life.
Okay, what?
So a few weeks ago, we were talking about the fact that I was more technologically advanced than Ed in the fact that I knew that the iPad Pro was out, and I actually got one.
Yeah, so the bar is very, very low in technologically advanced standards. He looks at me like he's going to shoot me right now. You're not.
No,
caring.
I mean, you're absolutely 100% correct. I mean, Ed'll be the first to tell you. He loves to tell people that, you know, what is it, 5 years ago, I didn't even know what Google was. So
that's 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
The time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, at any rate.
Time flies. Get that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I went out and I bought an iPad Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, we all use 4Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not seek Ed's counsel, who's the techno geek.
Tisk, tisk.
You know, in the group.
Wait, iPad Pro is much bigger, and bigger is better.
Well,
no, not necessarily, because I got the 9.7. I didn't get the big 12 inch one, you know.
Right.
However, I did not get the cellular version. I just got the wireless version.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I don't have the geo positioning on my 4Flight.
Because it doesn't have the built-in GPS.
Really? The Wi-Fi version doesn't have that?
It does not have that.
I thought it did.
Well, nope. And so did
they. The old ones that used to have that or no?
Nope.
None of them.
And so that's what they told me at Apple as well, that it had it in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it does not.
Ooh.
So I went on Amazon today, and I ordered a Bad Elf. The Bad Elf Pro 2200, I think it is.
Yeah, I have one of those. It's in my flight bag right there.
But
what
you don't have...
Uh-oh.
Is same day delivery. A drone is going to deliver that thing to my house tonight by 9 o'clock.
A drone is going to deliver your Bad Elf Pro to your house.
To my front doorstep tonight by 9 o'clock.
That's going
to
happen. Because
that is going to happen.
Is it because it's a Bad Elf Pro GPS unit and the drone is going to use that?
No, it's because Amazon is testing their drones.
Get out. You're a liar. Is he a liar? I'm asking you, Ed. Come on, tell me.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't know about this if I saw the drone. And look, there's no way they're going to bring a drone to your house.
What makes you think that you know everything about what's going on?
Well, it is drones.
True.
Well,
hello.
Yeah, he should know about it.
And I know you well enough to know that if you saw a drone flying towards your house, you're going to take it out.
No, that would be me.
That would be you.
I'd be the one taking it because I want to.
Well, exactly. Well, Keith
the
has
the problem
guns.
Is he doesn't have anything to take it out with. I do.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. It's a whole other story.
All right. So, but you're yanking our chain. They're not delivering that with the drone yet, are they?
Well, how are they going to get it there? They're promising over same-day delivery. How did they get it there?
I ordered it this morning at 11:43.
Right.
And it will be at my house tonight by 9 o'clock.
Yeah. No, well, it's a one-day delivery.
They're going to deliver it to me with a drone.
That's what you're hoping for.
No, yeah. That's what you're hoping for.
I would love that.
Because,
you know,
so I'm inviting you to come to the house tonight about 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock, and you're going to be out in the front yard with a shotgun waiting for your drone
delivery? Well, I'm not
going to
say that.
Now, that sounds like a fun night of entertainment, for sure. All right, yeah.
I live in a neighborhood. I can't do that.
Well, you can. It's just a matter of afterwards. We probably won't be hearing from Keith for a couple weeks.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's 30 days in the hole for that one, isn't it? I'm not sure what they do. Yeah. Well, that's... I don't know what to think. They did offer... Or, I mean, Amazon hasn't launched that new one-day service of stuff, but it's couriers. That's what they're doing. You know, it might be some dude on a bike.
It's a courier with a drone.
Okay, whatever. You think that's what it is, huh? Drone. That's what you're hoping for. You don't want to start these nasty rumors. That's my rule. I mean, that's my job. That's my role here on this show. Come on. I'm in charge of rumor and innuendo on Just Plain Radio.
So you don't believe him?
No. No, I don't believe him. I think he's...
Maybe
it's just wishful.
Do I look like I'm serious?
He looks like he always looks. So I would say...
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
I don't think it was a compliment.
You're questioning my feelings?
You're questioning his honesty.
You don't trust me.
No, I trust you. Absolutely. I just think you've... I think you might be having a stroke. And we'll pull out the AED or call the authorities and come back here next and find out for sure. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And we are one big happy family. I believe every single word Keith says because he's my flight instructor. And if I don't start backpedaling now, I will never... ever have any chance whatsoever to get my private pilot certificate. So I do believe you that drone is going
to
come.
Oh, there'll be a chance for you to get your certificate, but it just might be in the midst of a bunch of snakes and spiders and other things that come crawling into your cockpit.
I can see this now. I'm going to be very close to finishing a skill, and you're going to pull out one of those rubber spiders and throw it in my lap and see how I react. Actually,
it won't be rubber. It'll be real.
You're going to pull. You're going to have a real tarantula.
I will not be doing anything with a rubber in the airplane.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother. That would be a pretty cool skill. Or if not, you know, here's an idea for a flight examiner like Diego. You know, it's like Punked meets your flight examination, and you throw a freaking spider on your... Oh, that would be freaking awesome. That would
be a realistic distraction.
I think we'll try
gold.
That. I'll try it on you.
Yeah.
No, not me. I mean, let me be in on the joke. I'll help orchestrate.
Oh, you'll be in on it because you'll be the butt of it.
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, it's just an idea.
And Ed'll be sitting in the back of the recorder.
Okay.
And then we'll put it on Just Plain Radio for all to hear.
But you forget that I'm the one who controls all the buttons and what goes on the air. And
so we can get on there.
Yeah. You think so? Let me just turn Ed's mic off and Keith's mic off. And this is what it's like when it's just me, Just Plain Radio. See, that's the power I have. Now let me bring him back. They can talk now.
See ya.
Yeah, well, where are you going? What's going on? What? He's walking away. You can't walk away now. That's irresponsible. That you never want to leave your student, you know, at the controls by himself.
Well, and, you cut us off, so, you know, you figured you were ready to solo.
Well, I was soloing, but I brought you back because I'm just a nice, you know, nice little...
All right, let's move on.
Flight training doobie. Okay. All right. We'll get back on track with some aviation news and information to share with everyone next. Stay close to Just Plane Radio. No, really, don't leave. I don't want you to stay. I can't do this alone. God help me.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And, you know, look, there's a lot of stuff in the news this week. And right before we started the show, Keith even mentioned this. I had this on my list of stories I wanted to cover today. And one of them is about the state of Colorado, because I had read this article as well as you, Keith, that said that is the only state in the country that still does not allow seaplanes to land on their waterways. And I'm like, what the hell is going on there? And that was news to you, too.
It was, yeah. I did not realize that.
Yeah,
I didn't either, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously none of us have seaplanes, but we know people, and you know people.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of lakes in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, you know, that thing called the ocean that sometimes they could use if they wanted to as well. But seaplanes very popular down here in Florida. But in Colorado, I would think they would have a lot of that as well, even though it's a landlocked state. They got plenty of lakes there in Colorado, I would, you know, I would imagine.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
But did they give any reasoning why? Or?
Well, the article talks about the float plane, I don't know, maybe it's a club or something up there in that area, and they're petitioning the state to open waterways up to float planes once again, because they shut it down many years ago under the guise of, I don't know, maybe user access with boats and things, and invasive species issues, like, you know, the issue you have with boats going from lake to lake. They can bring in, you know, different critters to those lakes, and because all these lakes are landlocked state lakes in Colorado, you could have, you know, these species get into the lakes, and it creates all this, you know, problem with that. But they get that problem with boats. There's ways
they've dealt
with that. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there or why the seaplane community has been kind of locked out of Colorado. But that's what they're trying to change. And they've made some progress, it looks like, according to the article. However, they keep getting shut down. And I'll tell you, knowing how the politics of boating and user groups like that conflict sometimes, like, for instance, between fishermen and scuba divers or spear fishermen and, you know...
And scuba divers.
Or, you know, everybody has their agenda. And I can understand the boating community, maybe in Colorado, thinking that if we allow float planes to land on these lakes, it's going to infringe on some of our boating space on the waterways. But I don't know. It said in the article that they had already addressed that and said that there's plenty of space. We could get through this with no problem. We can land as many planes as we want, or, you know, there's plenty of waterway space for us to do this and still maintain that. But it is kind of ironic that the only state in the country that doesn't allow it is Colorado. So it seems like a weird honor for them to have.
Yeah, they also said that most of the seaplanes are going to come from out of state.
Yeah.
You know, because they are landlocked. But there is another potential hazard there, and that is that you've got high altitude.
Yeah.
And
need a longer runway space of water to take off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, you've got those kinds of places in Alaska and things like that as well that require, you know, seaplanes to get in and out of there. So.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the arguments they have said to allow it is like, look, you know, the seaplanes will be able to evacuate, say, someone who gets injured on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And needs to get them out of there quickly. You know, if they got a seaplane available, they can get them to the hospital quicker than they could otherwise. So, yeah. I mean, but I understand the altitude thing, too. That could be somewhat of an issue, but still. I mean...
And, the whole deal about the invasive species, mm-hmm. they have rules for boats.
Right.
But it even says in the article that they could put into place or could apply to boats.
Right.
Boats don't get inspected. They might sometimes, you know, if you get somebody who says, hey, let me go ahead and inspect your boat. But for the most part, they're not. And you can take it from lake to lake. And I mean, yep. I could drive a boat from here. Not drive the boat, but tow a boat from here and put it in a lake up there.
Oh, well, different states have different rules on how you do that. Yeah. Sometimes you got to get a sticker that says that you did this or clean this or blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the rules are in Colorado, but I mean, there's ways to avoid that.
It,
to minimize that risk. I mean, I can understand that, but to think that Colorado is the only state in the country that still bans airplanes or float planes for that reasoning, or, you know, and honestly, I'll tell you, I don't buy it. I don't buy it that that's the argument. I think it's a user access issue, that the boaters and fishermen are, you know, look at these like, oh, we don't want these planes landing on our lakes. You know,
it'll disturb the fish.
That's right. They'll mess up our fishing. We want to go water skiing and all that kind of tubing.
Like, how that doesn't disturb the fish.
No.
They don't care about the fish. They just want the waterway to themselves. They want the lake to themselves. And I understand that. I do. But
of course, more businesses could be started if they had seaplanes.
Yeah.
Because they could fly sportsmen into fish and things like that.
Yep.
They could do that. They could attach a ski rope to a float plane and send that guy on to the best ride of his life.
Yeah, it's all just gotta be creative. Not yesterday.
Maybe that's what they ought to do with the lawmakers. You know,
what, hang them from a float plane, or
give them Mr. Toad's Wild Ride so they can understand the, you know, what's really at stake.
Yes, I'm in. Let them fly. See, I don't think they talk like that in Colorado, though.
No,
I think I'm putting more of a Southern Texas kind of spin on it.
Yeah, that's
redneck.
That's probably a little bit more Midwest.
But I think you get the idea. I think it would be fun. I mean, when I think about it, it's like, yeah, I would want to give that a go, or at least watch Keith do it first.
Well, you know, Colorado is kind of a strange state anyway.
Yeah,
you know, I think they have an oxygen problem up there.
Is it oxygen? Yeah,
it could be something else blocking the oxygen from bonding with their blood.
It could be. Could be. Some
of course,
weird,
we're going to have that soon, too.
Substance. Yeah, we're going to have that soon, too.
Really? We're going to get this?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to legalize here in Florida, you think?
If John Morgan gets his way, it will.
Well, yeah. That's true. I know he's a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But, we'll deal with it when it comes, I guess. But in the meantime, let's get Colorado to let us fly our float planes in there. I don't get it. The other story I saw was this ticket fee that the airport in Lincoln, Nebraska is talking about incorporating onto every passenger's ticket. Now, this is a common thing. I think for them, they're asking for $450. They're taking public comment on it now, right now, and considering it. But this is not a user fee. It's a ticket fee, Ed. Or what is it? I mean, is it a user fee? It kind of sounds like a user
fee.
It's a tax. Okay.
It's a tax. I mean, every gallon at the executive airport has a tax imposed on it by the airport authority that
helps
fund the airport authority. That's all it is.
Okay. Well, yeah, what differentiates that from a user fee, though?
Because it's not for the air traffic control service.
Okay, so they'll take that $450, but I thought that's what it's for. Lincoln, Nebraska wants to fund their projects. Because the article talks about
that'd be like airport development projects, but not air traffic control services.
Okay, so if it goes to funding the services that allow us to fly as private pilots or commercial pilots or whatever, then it's a user fee. If it's not, it's a tax.
Well, it's still a landing fee, and so yes, that would be a user fee, but it's not what we're talking about. When the federal government's talking about it, they're talking about for air traffic control services, they're going to be charging fees.
Okay.
So talking to the guy in tower, getting a takeoff clearance, a landing clearance, et cetera.
Yeah. So
Now, that landing fee you're talking about is it's going to be charged once for that airplane every time it arrives at the airport.
Well, no, this is actually a ticket fee for passengers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the Lincoln, Nebraska thing.
Basically, ultimately, every tax is passed on to the end user, the general customer.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be paying sales tax. They're going to be paying airport fee taxes,
right?
Which, you know, you rent a car at the airport, it's more expensive than away from the airport.
Mm.
You know, because there is a tax, an airport tax levied on that car.
Got it.
So same as that.
So are we a fan of this? Is this a good way to raise money, or should people be worried that they're going to apply this to general aviation pilots as well as ticketed passengers?
Or is that apples and oranges? They can't apply it to them as ticketed passengers, but you know, they're trying every way possible to increase the tax on general aviation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right now,
I would be worried.
It comes from our fuel taxes that
Correct,
we pay
right.
to fuel the airplanes. So they're looking for other ways to try to suck a few more bucks out of us here and there.
Yes.
So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But if you're in Lincoln, Nebraska, you're going to pay a few bucks more for your airline ticket, it looks like, at the bare minimum. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Can I let you in a little secret?
A secret? Just you and me? Sorry, that had to come out. Go on.
I'm not going golfing. I'm taking my first flying lessons today. I always dreamed of being a pilot.
Oh, Jay, that's fantastic. And I totally get it. I had a crush on the pilot who flew the crop duster back home. He had big, broad shoulders and a deep, husky voice that, in retrospect, could have been pesticide-related.
Can you promise me a sky that's trouble-free and clear so it's safe for me to fly?
Oh, it is. If you have Just Plane Radio on your side or flying along with you, I promise not to throw a rubber spider in your lap while you pilot the plane. That's Ed and Keith's job.
Yeah. I am never cease to be amazed at the stuff you find for the lead-ins. Where did you find that last one about?
I found that from the AOPA forum. Yeah. So, you know, God bless them.
Cool.
They're as twisted as we are. So there you go. All right. So other stuff in the news. I know, Ed, you've been looking are following the progress of Textron's new, well, which plane are you looking
at? Well, they've been rumoring this airplane for about 4 or 5 years. They're even saying that they've been one spotted in the Wichita area that they were doing test flights on. So now we finally have an image of it. And it is a single-engine turboprop, and they're putting it in the market to compete against the PC-12, the Pilatus PC-12. And when you look at it, kind of neat design. It has a front air stair door in front of the wing, and then behind the wing, it has a very wide cargo door.
Mm-hmm.
So, and evidently, as a it's got a flat floor in the cabin, so very quickly reconfigurable from seating configuration to cargo configuration. So, basically, it looks like, okay, it's an extension of the Caravan in that it could be a good cargo hauler, but it's much faster, 285 knots, pressurized.
Wow. Ooh.
And it it is out there, and like I say, when you look at the picture, you say, kind of got a little bit of the King Air tail in it. So this is obviously a joint project between between Cessna and Beechcraft. It's been rumored that it's technically part of the Cessna line, but now anymore, all you hear is Textron Aviation, Textron Aviation. So I'm kind of thinking that the branding lines are getting a little blurred.
Yeah.
Whether this will be called a Beechcraft or a Cessna, I don't know.
Well, how much bigger than a Grand Caravan are we talking? And cargo and weight capacity?
They don't have that much in the specifications out yet.
But that's that's like 100 more horsepower than the Grand Caravan, isn't it? You said 285?
285 is its speed.
Speed.
Okay. Well, 285, I thought the Grand Caravan topped out around 180, 190.
Yeah. So it's quite a bit faster. It's basically comparable and compete directly head-to-head with the Pilatus.
So, in theory, this would be my new airplane because this would carry more and go faster, right?
But you're not going to put floats on it and land it on the water. It's retractable gear.
It'd be retractable.
Yeah, and in cruising wise, it's going to fly at 20,000 feet, 25,000 feet.
So it's more of a business passenger jet kind of thing.
Exactly.
So,
and it's got the new G3000 panel in it.
Well, that's
the same that's in the Honda jet.
Nice. I like that. Let's, because the G1000, isn't that what goes in the Grand Caravan?
Yeah.
The new ones?
Yep.
So that's like 2,000 more.
It's more than 2,000 more, I guarantee you that.
Yeah? Have you played with one?
Yes.
One
of the 3,000s? I was referring to the cost, however.
Oh, the cost. Why?
Because it's way more than the 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So
cost.
More than 2,000 more.
Ah,
it's pretty bad when you got to explain the pun to them.
Well, just stick to dollars. I mean, they don't have a cost on this thing yet, do they?
They don't. I don't even recall anything on a targeted price. They've got a cockpit example set up. It'll be at Oshkosh later on this summer, and so it's kind of neat because they've been talking about this before they acquired Beechcraft,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice to see it come to fruition. At one point, there was a report that they had a Mustang that fell off the jacks and destroyed the wings, and they put different wings on it and slapped a turbine on the nose of the airplane, a turboprop on the nose of the airplane, and then proceeded to fly it. When you look at the picture of this, it has no resemblance of that whatsoever, so it's not that airplane that had been rumored for the last 5 or 6 years being flown around Wichita.
Well, okay, so but this one has retractable landing gear.
Yep.
Is that what gives it some of the speed?
Yeah, that and the aerodynamics of the fuselage and type of...
But why wouldn't you just go with a bigger version of the Grand Caravan? I mean, what are you giving up?
Because it's not going to go fast.
It just no matter what because of those issues?
Oh, it's got a Hershey bar wing on it, which,
gives it more lift, but not speed.
Right. And it's...
So this new one...
Just aerodynamically, it's not going to give you much more.
All right, but this new one, so may not have as much carrying capacity. It may just be faster.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know. So you're really looking for the speed and the...
Yeah,
and that kind of thing of it. See, they got to fix it. So, I mean, right now it's still the Grand Caravan for me because I want to haul. I don't have to go super fast, but I love the idea of going like 275. That'd be nice.
It would be.
So, gosh, what am I going to do? But I want to be able to do a float plane, too.
Just buy two.
I mean, as it is right now, I can't travel to Colorado if I get my float plane. So, that alone would justify the expense of two airplanes as opposed to one.
There
right, Keith?
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I got to pitch to the wife.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
You're going to have my back on that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one of these days we got to do a show on best excuses to sell a new plane purchase to your better half. Or the one who really, the manager in your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get one of our customers in here for that.
What do you mean? Yeah, what, hear their Which stories
Gabe?
Of?
Gabe, yeah.
What, Gabe. Like what excuse they used or, you know, what they promised to do if she said yes?
I think it's kind of the opposite in this case.
What do you mean? How could it be opposite?
Well, what? He was wanting to buy an airplane. He was thinking right. 182.
Yeah.
I took her for a flight in the 182, and she said it was great, but we needed the six-seat airplane so that I could fly along with them whenever they fly.
So, okay.
And he called the salesman later on that day or the next day and ordered one.
All right. Well, there you go. One little tip that worked for one of Ed and Keith's customers that you might be able to use to your advantage. And we'll end it with that. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.